صدق الله علی العظیم. مومنین, وی آر کنٹینیوئنگ سورہ حج. انشاء اللہ دا ورس آئی ریسائٹڈ از ورس نمبر 31. بینگ ٹرو ان دا فیتھ فار اللہ, ناٹ اسوسیٹنگ وتھ ہیم, اینڈ ہو ایر اسوسیٹس وتھ اللہ, اٹ از ایز داؤ ہی ہیڈ فالن فرام ہیون اینڈ دا برڈس سنیچ ہم اوے آر دا ونڈ کیریز ہم آف ٹو اے فار ڈسٹینس پلیس. یا اللہ, اللہ سیز دیٹ یو بی یو پرے اونلی فار می, ڈو ناٹ اسوسیٹ اینی پارٹنرز وتھ می, اینڈ دیٹ از اے نیچر وی آر آل بورن وتھ. ایوری سول ہو کمز ٹو دس پلانٹ ہیز دس انسٹرکشن ان ہز سول ٹو ورشپ اونلی اللہ. اٹ از دا بیسیکلی دا کلچرل انفلوئنس دا سول گیٹس, دین دے اسٹارٹ اسوسیٹنگ پارٹنرز. Otherwise, every soul has the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to worship Him alone. And especially in this verse, it is especially for when you come to Hajj and you slaughter animal, you have to slaughter for one God and not associating any partners. And Allah says that if somebody associates partners with Allah, as he has fallen from heaven and the birds have snatched him away. Allah gives beautiful examples. What a beautiful example. If somebody falling from heaven and birds snatch away, or a wind comes and carries him through long distance. That's how Allah gives example of the one who associates partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, because what happened that at the time of Prophet, polytheists used to come for their own kind of Hajj, and they used to slaughter animals, and when they slaughter animals, they'll take name of their idols, not of Allah, and they used to labbaik in a different form. They used to say, here I come, there is no partner for you except a partner that is yours. You own him and what he owns. Like a tricky, confused kind of labbaik, which is very tricky. So Allah says, that's not the right way, just me only alone. This kind of trick is still going on in the world. If you ask a lot of Hindu peoples, they'll say the same way, you know, that he is the only one, but he has somebody with his own permission, and those kind of faulty logics they'll give, which has no sense, you know. So Allah makes it very clear in the Quran. ذَلِكَ مَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. That and whoever venerates the signs of Allah, this surely is a piety of heart. Allah says that whoever respects Allah's sign, it's a piety for the heart. So what is a sign of Allah, especially in these verses? So Mizan says that especially the sacrificing animals like camel are mentioned in this verse to be respected. Because they are being slaughtered for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you know, when Haji used to take their animals for sacrifice, they put a special sign on them so that everybody give respect to them, because they are going for a sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says that if you respect Allah's sign, like in the Quran, it has been mentioned, Safa and Marwa are also Allah's signs, you know. But in this verse especially, is the sign is basically the animals who are used for sacrifice. And some commentators have also mentioned that all the rituals of Hajj are the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what Mizan has emphasized is mostly the sacrificing animal, and this piety is good for the purity of the heart, because piety is concerned with heart, not with overt action. Overt action could be different, but the piety of heart is the main thing. You know, you can do salat. One salat could be is the same salat, but somebody could be doing for show off, and somebody could be doing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a big difference, you know. Just exterior is not the thing. The thing is your piety of your heart, your spiritual station. لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى ثُمَّ مُحِلُّهَا إِلَىٰ الْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ. You have advantage in them till a fixed time, and their place of sacrifice is the ancient house. Allah says that you have some advantage on this sacrificing animal, then they have to be slaughtered near the ancient house, which is house of God. So what is the benefit we have in these sacrificing animal? Because people had some kind of confusion at the time that they have to be respected, so since they have to be respected, then they should not be used. So Allah says, no, you have benefit in them, and they can be used for the riding and for giving milk. So there are some hadith from Aimat Tahrin. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if one needs the animal's back, then he can ride on its back, but he should not burden it. If when he needs its milk, then he can milk it, but he should not exhaust its milk. So they can be used, but in a very gentle form. Mawla Muttaqiyan says, one should ride his camel gently. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْ سَكَنَ لِي يَذْكُرُ اسْمُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَا رَزَقْهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةٍ أَنْعَامٍ فَإِلَهَكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. And to every nation we appointed an act of devotion that they may mention the name of Allah on what He has given them of livestock. So your God is one God, therefore to Him you should submit and give good news to the humbles. Allah saying that for every nation Allah has prescribed the sacrifice, you know. And the sacrifice, when we go to commentary, is that the sacrifice of animals. So for all the nations Allah has put the sacrifice of animals, and Allah's name should be mentioned. You know, even you go to, you know, and most of the religions you will see that sacrifice, you know. And Allah is mentioning about this in this verse. And Allah says, these animals are given by me to you. So when you you slaughter them, mention my name. And Allah says, give good news to the humble ones. Mukhbitin, who are the humble ones. And Allah makes more clear who are these people. Alladina ida dukurillahu. وَجِيلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ عَلَىٰ مَا أَصَابَهُمْ وَالْمُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah is explaining who are these humble ones. Those whose heart tremble when God is mentioned, and those who are patient over what afflicts them, and those who keep a prayer and spend out of what we have given them. We should develop these characters in our heart. Then we will be among the muqbitin. When Allah's name is mentioned, your heart should tremble. Allah is such, you know, we fear Allah. And who are patient, keep patience when something happens to them, musibat comes. Those who keep a prayer and who spend out of what they are given. So there are some sayings from Imam about the fear of Allah. Prophet ﷺ says, the most elevated people with Allah is the one who is the most God-fearing. And Prophet says, whenever you like that your Lord loves you, be in fear of Him. And Elibes says that origin of every goodness, both in this world and hereafter, is one thing, that is being fear of Allah. So fear of Allah is a key for every kind of blessing we can get. And fear of Allah comes surely by reading Quran and reading His words. You know, more you read Quran, more we are afraid of Allah, and more we follow Him, and more we follow Him, more He loves us. His love comes if we fear Him. If we fear Him, we are obedient to His commands. وَالْبُدْنَا جَعَلْنَاهَا لَكُمْ مِنْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ فِيهَا خَيْرٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا صَوَافًا فَإِذَا وَجِبَتْ جُنُوبُهَا فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا قَانِعُ وَمُعْتَرْ كَذَلِكَ سَقَّرْنَاهَا لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ And for the fat camels we have made them for you of the symbols of Allah. Therein is good for you. Allah is talking about fat camels. Because fat camel is good for sacrifice. And they are, Allah has signed for you. And there is good for you. There is a lot of good for you. What good we have that we eat is, you know, the meat of camel is so good. And there are a lot more good in camel, you know. There is a long list of good from camel. So mention Allah's name on them, standing in a row. When you keep them in a row and tie the feet, before you slaughter them, then mention Allah's name, then they fall down, means on the side, means they die. Eat of them and feed the contented and such as beg with due humility. Qani or Mautar. Qani is a contented one, or Mautar is the one who beg with due humility. Thus we made them subservient to you, that happily you may give thanks. So they have become subservient, these animals, so that you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a detail about who is the contented one, who is the beggar. Masum says, the contented one is the one who is content with what you give him, is not offended, does not frown, does not turn his face away in rage. Beggar is the one who passes by you so that you may feed him. And somebody asks Imam how to distribute the meat of the sacrificed animal. Imam says, give one third to your family, one third to Qani, and one third to the miskeen. Then somebody asks, does miskeen means beggar, sahil? Imam says, yes, and the Qani is the one who is content with even one piece of meat that you give to him. And Mautar is the one who passed by without asking. لَنْ يُنَالُ اللَّهُ لُحُومَهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِنْ يُنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْنَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ There never reaches Allah their flesh or their blood, but it is your piety that reaches him. Thus has he made them subservient to you, that you might pronounce the greatness of Allah for what he has guided you aright, and give good tidings to the good doers. Because at the time of Prophet, those polytheists used to come and slaughter the animals in front of idols, and they'll splash the blood of animals to house of God. So believer asked to do same things. Prophet said, no, we are not allowed. So Allah clarified in this verse, there never reaches Allah their flesh or not their blood. It doesn't reach him. But it is your piety reaches him. It's your taqwa, you know, your spiritual station that reaches him. Thus he has made them subservient to you. These animals Allah made subservient to us, that you might pronounce the greatness of Allah. Pronounce greatness of Allah, what he has guided you aright. What he has guided us aright is all the rituals of Hajj, especially slaughtering animal with his name. So we should pronounce his greatness, takbir, and give good tidings to the good doers. Who are the good doers? Allah says, good tidings. So there is more detail about takbir. Okay. from Zilij 10 to Zilij 13 in Mina. 15 prayers which start from noon, Zohar prayer of the 10th until the morning prayer of the 13th, we do Takbir of Allah, and that is what Allah talked about this verse. And in other cities, it's for 10 prayers, starts from the Zohar of the 10th and ends at the morning of 12th, which Allah mentioned this verse in the Quran. Inna Allah yudafiyu عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Verily Allah will defend those who believe. Verily Allah does not love any treacherous ingrate. So Allah says that I'm going to defend my believers. And Allah does not love who are treacherous and ingrate, who did not believe in the Quran and Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Islam. Quran came as blessing, a prophet came as blessing, and they were ungrateful to this blessing. So Allah says, I'm going to protect believers. And if you see the history of Islam, how Allah defended prophet, he had so very few followers, but Allah defended in his 23 of prophetic message, and how beautifully he defended them. See, that is the beauty of Quran. Whatever Quran says, it has happened historically. Allah really defended believers and give them victory. Everything what Quran says, this is miracle of Quran, has happened historically. All Allah's promises came true historically. It is that we don't ponder in these things. أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. This verse is a famous verse of Quran. This is the first verse of jihad which came to Quran. It came when a prophet moved, migrated from Makkah to Medina. To those against whom war is made, permission is given for them, given for they have been oppressed, and verily Allah is well able to assist them. See how beautifully the verse is described. To those against whom war is made, permission is given for them, they have been oppressed, and verily Allah is well able to assist them. See how people have disfigured Islam, and how Allah gives the permission of jihad. First verse in Quran, that the one who have been put in war and they have been oppressed by other people, they are given permission to defend them, and Allah will able to assist them. Because Allah will assist them because they have been oppressed. Let me ask you, all the countries we have in this world, they all have military, and they all have military doctrine, that if somebody attacks them, they're going to defend them. And that's what exactly it is. Islam is a religion of nature. It's in our nature to defend ourselves. And who doesn't defend himself, nobody respects him. But there is so much propaganda against Islam that, and some foolish people have taken wrong information from Quran to do wrong actions. These are especially people who did not take Quran from Ahlul Bayt. If they would have taken Quran with Ahlul Bayt commentary, they would not have done those things and do our kind of terrorist activity. Islam is the people who are oppressed and defending oppressed one. And Allah will support them. You know, at the time of Prophet, when Prophet was in Makkah, police used to do torturing to them. They'll beat them, they'll kill them, they'll expel them from nation. They ran away. They left Makkah and went to Ethiopia and other countries to save their life. And then Muslims used to come to Prophet. Prophet, but when can we fight back? Prophet said, Allah didn't tell me to fight back. Keep patience. And then Prophet migrated to Medina. And then this verse came, because Muslims were in some position to defend themselves. And those people, many of them who were just saying, for the sake of saying that Prophet will fight if the verse comes, many of them just they turned their back away and did not fight. We should be also careful about these things, that Imam Mahdi, inshallah, comes. He's going to come to defend all the oppressed people of the world, right? And we are talking today about that we'll be with Imam and we'll defend him. But will we really defend him when he comes? And you know, people say that Imam comes and there is so much war will happen, blood will happen. No, Imam is going to come with Jesus Christ. You know, both are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will happen is the truth will come out. Allah's truth. The beauty of Islam will come out. And when truth will come out, people will be to the level that they'll accept it. For the grace of Allah. Some will fight, that's okay. But most of the people will accept it because it's the real, the ultimate truth. الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسِ بَعْضَهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ إِلَّا أَنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسِ بَعْضَهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ هُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيعُ وَصَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكُرُ فِيهِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَلَيَنْصُرُ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. This is the last verse for today, inshallah, and such a beautiful verse. Those who have been expelled from their homes without right, except that they said, our Lord is Allah, and that Allah, and had Allah not repelled some people by others, certainly there would have been pulled down cloisters and churches and synagogues and the mosque in which Allah's name is much mentioned. And verily Allah will help him who helps him, for verily Allah is strong and mighty. So people who were expelled because they said their Lord is Allah, who are those people? And there are some narration from Ahlul Bayt, who are those people? Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that this was revealed about Muhajireen and also about Apostle Muhammad's household who have been frightened and driven out of their homes. And then he says that this is for us also, means Ahlul Bayt. And then Mullah says, Imam Baqir says that this is especially for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We'll talk inshallah about it. So they were tortured because they said that their Lord is Allah. Then in this verse Allah says, if Allah would not have defended one group of people from other group of people, the places where Allah's name is being mentioned could have been destroyed. What places Allah mentioned? Sawami'u wa bi'u wa salwatum wa masajid. So the first one is cloisters. What is cloisters? Cloisters are the places where, you know, like nuns and the people who are ascetics, they make houses in the mountains and in the desert where they live. That's cloisters. And churches we know, and synagogues we know, and mosques we know, right? Where Allah's name is mentioned. See, if you are Islamic government, it is the responsibility of Islamic government to protect all these worship places. Islam is a religion of peace. It is the duty of the governor of the Islamic country to protect all the religious places. There are a lot of countries nowadays who stop worshiping from different sects. But if you are a true Muslim, if you're a true Islamic government, you allow everybody to worship. Because Allah especially mentioned cloisters, churches, synagogues, and mosques where Allah's name is mentioned. Allah says, my name is mentioned. Even in the previous time, Allah told the previous generations, previous nations to defend themselves if they were attacked and their worship place was attacked. Allah says, if I would not have done that, all these worshiping places could have been destroyed. So it is important to defend ourselves. And the last thing is that somebody should come and destroy your worshipping place. You should stand up and be against the oppressor. Islam is a religion of speaking against oppressor, any kind of oppression. Now, not only for you, but even for the third party. You cannot sit quiet. You have to say that this is doom, this is oppression. Like, what is happening? Like, Palestinians are being oppressed. We should say that Palestinians are being oppressed. People are in Yemen are oppressed. We should say those things. We should say the truth. But the beauty is this. Allah says that Allah's name is mentioned in these places. But in mass, it's mentioned the most because there are a lot of churches. They have a worship only on Wednesday and Sunday. But mass has everyday worship 5 times a day. Adhan, you know. We thank Allah for giving us 5 times prayer. And Allah says, if you help Allah, Allah will help you. Allah is strong and mighty. How you help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by spreading His words, by preaching Quran, by preaching Islam, by preaching the truth of Islam, how Islam has been in propaganda, has been labeled as a terrorist religion, so say that Islam is a religion of peace. That's how we protect Islam. We protect Islam by, and we help Allah by helping Imam Zaman alayhi salam. We help by helping Imam Zaman alayhi salam. In last, I'll mention Al Hussein, that he was expelled from his house. From Medina, he was expelled to Makkah. And in Makkah, he was afraid of his life. So, and they wanted to kill him in Makkah. So he moved to Karbala so that everybody can see his martyrdom. So Imam Hussein gave his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give the life to the true Islam. You know, he changed from Hajj, and he went to Karbala, and then he went to Karbala to protect Islam. And there were Haji who did not come with him. He called people to come with him, but they preferred to stay and do Hajj and slaughter animals. There, these Haji were slaughtering animals, they are content, and here Imam Hussein was giving sacrifice of his children.